This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the first day of June. What a great time to be on air and get together with you. Hello, good morning. As I said, the Monday morning, first thing on 1-2 Radio, and I get to kick it off on the first of the month as well. So that is truly a great gift to have. Now, having had all sorts of hiccups for the last couple of weeks in terms of technology, I can see that people are coming in the Facebook chat room. I can see Maureen White Varner is already in there. I'm going to ask you guys, because you are so kind to me, could you let me know if I'm on air? Because everything in front of me shows me that I am. But having had hiccups for the last couple of weeks, I'm going to make sure that I am on air before I proceed with anything. I can see Jennifer Hart, my buddy from just down the road in Cornwall, has just come into the chat room. So I'm just going to refresh it and see what you have to say and whether I'm actually talking to myself or whether I've actually on air. Okay, good morning to Joni Thompson as well, who I can see is in there. Let's see what you have to say for each other. So Maureen White Barner's in there. Laura Kasdan Fulton is in there. Joni's in there. Renee is in there. Happy June. You're saying, I'm hoping you're hearing me. Yay. Jennifer's yay, right date today. No February. Hallelujah. I actually made it on air. Well, that's progress for you. Okay. In which case, I will be going in the chat room because I know lots of you would like a reading. Shout out to Polly Ford and to Erin, who I know listen to the show, but I'm not able to get in the chat room quite often. If you can get in the chat room, and I do understand why not everybody is a Facebook person, I get it. But if you would like a reading, I have my Wisdom Tarot with me. And it's very simple. Go to 12radio.com, the website, look at the ability to chat on the left-hand side menu, and it will bring you into this Facebook group. And if you just happen to be on Facebook anyway, well, just put in 1-2 Radio and it will take you in there. Notice Joni Thompson has said white rabbits. Do you know, I always say that as well. I must Google that. I have no idea why we say white rabbits at the beginning of the month. Good morning to Pamela Snow as well. I've seen you just come into the room. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be doing readings. Also, heads up, if you have got any kind of deck, oracle deck, tarot deck, whatever, I've been working, learning and doing a spread this morning to do with Chiron. And I've been blown away with it. And I was going to teach it today on the radio. And of course, that's really apposite because last night was the full moon in Sagittarius, and of course Chiron, the centaur, is always linked to Sagittarius through mythology. So there's always a powerful link. Also, I noticed Mark Husson today is going to be teaching about moons, moon signs, in his Astrology for Life show. I fell about laughing. I've been doing this Chiron spread. I have, my moon is in Sagittarius. Chiron is less than 1 degree away in Sagittarius. So this full moon has absolutely blown me away. I'm surprised I make any sense whatsoever today. So I'm sure that will make Mark smile. Looking forward to your show, Mark. And in case you don't know, I'm sure you do because you're all very learned and erudite, but in case you don't, the connection between Chiron and Sagittarius from mythology. Chiron was born and instantly rejected by his parents because it was an affair that shouldn't have happened between the god Cronos and a sea nymph. And he was adopted by Apollo and Athena. And even though he was born a centaur, and even though centaurs were a pretty rough and ready lot in those days, they weren't very couth. There's a nice word. He was schooled by Apollo and became incredibly wise and learned, and he was the legendary healer to all the gods. And it was all going very well until his best mate shot him with a poisoned arrow that was dipped in Hydra blood, and with all his skills, his legendary skills, Chiron couldn't heal it. and he was in agony, and he was immortal, so he was going to be in agony for eternity. And he heard of the plight of his, I think it was half-brother, you can correct me on that if you know better, Prometheus, who had been chained to a rock by Zeus as a punishment for giving fire to humans. And his punishment was he was chained to this rock, and every day his liver was pecked out by eagles, and every night it grew back, and every day he went through this process, and he was going to be in agony for eternity as well. So Chiron, who had this generous soul, petitioned Zeus and said, I will give up my immortality and die if you will let Prometheus go. So the deal was struck. Prometheus was freed. Chiron died. But Zeus was so impressed by his courage and his generosity that he placed him in the heavens as the sign of the archer, Sagittarius. So there's this huge connection between Chiron and Sagittarius. And I would say also that if you happen to know your chart, and if you know what house Chiron or Sagittarius, where it is in your chart, and if you're not sure, please make sure you go onto YouTube and look at Mark Husson's Astrology for Life, because he's been painstakingly teaching us to make sense, very basic sense, of an astrology chart. Mark, I'm getting there. It's beginning to make sense. Looking forward to today on the moon. So go and take a look, and you'll see where Chiron is on your own chart, and where Sagittarius is in your chart, and those aspects of your life would be most impacted by doing a Chiron reading. So let me go in this chat room, because I can see that you're coming in here, and do you some readings. I am going to be teaching, I'm keeping an eye on the time, I'm going to teach you this Chiron spread, because I did it for myself today and was absolutely gobsmacked how accurate it is. So let me just get in here first and make sure I've said hello to, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are, to everybody. So good morning to Maureen White-Varner, to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Joni, to Renee, to Jennifer, Pamela, Joni. Right, let me go back up the top and do you some reading. So I have my wisdom deck with me. So happy June to you, Maureen White-Varner, as well. You would like a message, hoping finances will be abundant this month. As part of a gong bath that I was doing last night, I had a friend of mine who's a very eminent astrologer who lives just down the road from me give us a talk on the energies that are coming towards us in the summer. And this summer, this fire horse summer, has incredible potential. And as she said, potential is the key word. Where are you placing your focus? So your phrase, keep saying the phrase, finances will be abundant this month, and leave the hoping bit off, Maureen, and let's see what that does. But let's have a card to see whether the tarot can enlighten us any further for Maureen, please. So we have such potential this summer. Okay. Again, so I'm shown with this card, Maureen. How do you think about your finances? How do you feel about them? It's great to be hopeful, but I would suggest that you write down somewhere, finances will be abundant this month, and keep saying it and see what happens. The potential is enormous. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Happy June to you as well. I see Quelly has just come in the room. Hello, Quelly. So for Laura, please, a card, if we would be so kind. There they come. Really must sort this deck out. I don't read reverse cards, but it's all higgledy-piggledy today. I said this full moon has just completely rearranged me. Discombobulated, there's a good word. That's what I am. You have a lovely fire card, Laura. It comes with Archangel Michael. It is the Three of Fire, Three of Wands. This is the perfect card for approaching this incredible potential of the summer, because it's about planning for long-term things. It has a full moon behind it, and we've just had a fire full moon. It's about abundance from past choices, but it's also packing for the future. What do you want to take with you through the summer, and what are you going to recycle, repurpose, or let go of? That might be an interesting exercise to sit with. Good morning, good day to Joni. White rabbits to you too. You'd like a message on what's coming your way. Okay, so let's... Wow, that came out fast. Let me sort those cards out. That's too many. That's me dropping the deck. Let's try that again. Clear the deck for Joni, please. What card could I have? Okay, that way we go. Again, a fire card. I'm not surprised with the energies within. This is the Nine of Fire. This is about protecting what you've created or not giving up on a project, even though when you think, oh, this isn't happening. Is this ever going to happen? You're so close when you get the Nine of Fire. I have this in another deck, which is a little ship that's been sailing stormy seas, and yet you can just see the harbour is just round the corner. They're almost there. They just have to keep going. So it's a keep going through the summer is the message. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jennifer. I know Jennifer wants a card because she told me earlier. Okay, so let's have a look. A card for Jennifer and the little tomato plants that I gave her that are growing so beautifully. Bless them. Thank you for looking after them, Jennifer. So there's the card. Okay. Now, this is interesting. Now we get a major arcana card. We get the Hermit, number 9 in the deck. This is always about spirituality. And the Hermit is not someone who's living in a cave. The Hermit is someone who's done the work, who's very wise. It's associated with the sign of Virgo. So you might want to look at Virgo in your chart, Jennifer. And the Hermit has come out of the cave with all this wisdom and is shining his or her light to guide other people. It is a time to be peaceful and spend lots of time in meditation. It has such calm about this card. But it's about that calm that, when we're calm and centered, that's when we best shine our light. So that's what I'm picking up from that. Pamela Snow, good morning. Happy June to you. Listening to me live, rabbit. Okay, let's have a look. Pamela, please. Okay. So, keeping an eye on the clock because I want to teach you this spread. Another fire card, Pamela. I like this one. It's the Four of Fire. It's a very happy card. It's about happiness at home or things to celebrate with family and friends. And the thing that fires it is gratitude. So whatever you can find, even the tiniest thing to be grateful for will be very useful. Thank you, Laura, for letting me know I'm on air. What kind of cards am I using? Pamela, I'm using the Angel Wisdom Tarot, which I like. It just runs for me. Quelly, good morning. Rabbit. And Laura said, a perfectly beautiful message. Thank you. I'm glad it's hit the spot. Okay, I am halfway through this show. I want to teach you this spread. Doesn't matter what deck you use to do it. I did look, actually. The reason I found this is because I was looking to see, was there a Chiron Tarot deck? And there isn't. So maybe I'll be writing one. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, but what I did find was a Chiron spread, which is very, very useful. And of course, Chiron is the wounded healer. So I'm going to talk you through this. So if you've got a deck, you're going to pick out 6 cards with me. So just take your deck and clear it in whatever way you do. And the first card you're going to put down is you're asking what the Chiron wound is. So if you're following me on this, or this show's going to be recorded, so I'm going to go and put it on demand on 1-2 Radio, so you can do this later if you're not able to do it with me. But your first question is, what is the wound? What am I looking at? Where's the core wound or the pattern I keep repeating in my life that I really wish I wouldn't? Okay, and you put that card down. I've just done that. Now, below it, this is very, very similar to the Celtic spread. If you know that, this will make sense to you. Below that is the mask. What is the persona or the defense mechanism you use to hide your wound or protect yourself, so I don't really want to look at that, or the persona you put out to the world so people don't see your wound because you're so vulnerable in that place. I've got a card, so put that underneath the card you've just got. Now, the third one is going to be above your first card. So you've got the wound is in the center. Underneath it, you've got the mask. Above it is called the trigger. So what is it that eventually just stops you in your tracks so you can't keep hiding and sticking your head in the sand like an ostrich? You've got to stop and look at what is going on. So what is your trigger, or what's going to force you to stop and look? So let's have a look at that. I'm going to put that card down. When I get one, I've got it. Okay. So now you've got your first card in the middle, the wound. Underneath it, you've got the mask. Above it, you've got the trigger. Go to your left. This is the medicine, the courage to accept, the humility to accept what it is. And then rather than fight with it, integrate it. So what is the medicine? How can you integrate this? How can you help yourself? Okay, I have a card. Put that to the left of the three cards you have. That's the medicine. We're now going to the right of the central card, if you're with me. So to the right of the central card is the gift. The gift of Chiron's wound. We all know Chiron wounds that we've seen. It's the alcoholic who's become sober and helps other people get sober. It's the prisoner who is reformed and stops other people reoffending. The Chiron wound actually becomes your greatest strength and your gift. So to the right, the fifth card. What is the gift? What helps you develop empathy, wisdom? What helps you midwife your transformation or someone else's? What helps you become the bridge between our mortal vulnerabilities and frailties and the divine? What makes us awesome with flaws? Put that fifth card, which I have, to the right. So you've now got something that looks like a cross. You've got your first one in the middle. You've got the mask below. You've got the trigger at the top. You have medicine to the left and the gift to the right. And the final card that you're going to put down at the side of your fifth card, so you're going further right, is what is the path forward? How can you integrate all of this, your own healing, as an ongoing process? No one's going to say you're going to wave a magic wand and suddenly everything will be better, but it's having acknowledged it and had the courage to integrate it. This is your ongoing healing that you want to know about. This becomes your ongoing teacher rather than a ball and chain around your foot. So what is your path forward? I have the card. This is about sharing and healing, because you're going to help other people probably with this. But also remember, the healer must rest and weep and receive. So as much as you share, this opens up a possibility, all the potential to receive healing back. It's the opening of a doorway to a new path. So I can just see I've got about 5 minutes left. So let's take a look. I'm going to see what I got for this. So I had, as the wound, it's interesting, I've got two fire cards. So maybe this is talking about my summer, because I've got the one and the three of fire. The first of fire is amazing opportunity. The opportunity is there if only you will see it. And then I've got that three of fire I was talking about. They gave me a double card, so I'm going with that. That's perfectly all right if that happens to you. This planning for the future, that you've seen all this new potential and this new possibility. And I love having that as the wound, given that we're in the year of the fire horse. So underneath that, I've got the mask. What to do? I love this deck. What do I do to in my persona or my defense that hides or protects? I have the eight of air, the eight of swords. This is someone who is their own worst enemy, who uses words or thoughts that entrap them. So they can make themselves sound like they're so, I'm fine. Everything's good with me. they can put that spin on top when they don't want to show how wounded they are. Yeah, I know that one. So at the top, your third card is your trigger. Moments when that stop you in your tracks and make you pay attention. And I have a nine of fire. That nine of fire, protect what you've created. She's holding up a shield. And because it's what stops me in my tracks, and it's got a full moon behind. So what stops me in my tracks is eventually I just can't hold that shield up anymore. I can't do it. So I have to look at what is coming at me and all those things. The shield has been in front of me and all these fiery arrows that are being fired towards it on this deck. And eventually you get to the point where that is just so heavy to hold that shield, you can't do it anymore. You've got to stop and look. So that was that one. To your left, you have the medicine, the acceptance, the courage, the humility, the compassion. How do you embody it? I have a major arcana card. I love this. It's such a good spread, this. I have the magician, Raziel, just showing that as above, so below, as within, so without. It's all at your fingertips. You just have to stop and realize how connected you are to the divine. And the whole point of a Chiron wound is this bridge between the mortal and the divine. So this card is saying the medicine for me is to recognize that. Then we have your card to the right, the gift, developing you wisdom, empathy. I have a water card, which is emotions, feelings. And I have the three, which is about celebration. So this card is saying to me, instead of pushing your feelings away, that eight of air that I had, I can gloss over it with words, is to admit your feelings, use your feelings, celebrate your feelings, allow yourself to feel. And Mark Huston, I know you're falling about laughing because I'm a Libra and we are absolutely ace at thinking and speaking about things first and then figuring out how we feel about them. So that is absolutely perfect. And finally, the path forward. I have an earth card, a totally grounded seven of earth, the woman who's planting beautiful peonies in front of her and they're blossoming and blooming. And you can see there's a watering can. She's been watering them. And the past, the wall of the past is behind her because the past is done and she has this new beginning. So that is the Chiron spread. And I know perhaps I've gone through it a little quickly, but as I said, this show will go to on demand as fast as I can possibly get it up there. So you can listen to this again and have a go at that Chiron spread. Take a look at where Chiron and Sagittarius are in your chart. That may be helpful to see what houses they're in. If you don't know the meaning of the houses that Mark Husson was teaching, I think it was last week. So go and look at his YouTube Astrology for Life. He is coming up in just a moment with today's show when we're going to be looking at the moon. As I said, I'm falling about laughing because my moon is Sagittarius and Chiron's right on top of it. So thank you so much for joining me in this very first show of June. I will be doing my starscopes next week. Heads up, I didn't get around to writing them yet. I'm sharing that secret. So I will do them for you next week. Until then, take care. Lots of love. See you next week and bye-bye for now.